By Kraft at the free throw line. Now Colin Cook in the right corner. Hesitates, kicks it over to Jonathan Kraft's left wing. Ubley coming out in a man-to-man, kicks it into Eli Kraft in the middle of the post, and it's blocked by Morrell. And here come the Bearcats. Austin Burton slowing it down, coming across the timeline, left to right across the radio. Ubley wearing white jerseys, orange stripes down the side, and orange numbers and lettering. To the top to Messing, top of the key, over to Burton, left wing. 7:15 left in the first, no score in Ubley. Sweeney now, top of the key, being guarded by Kraft. Dribbles over to the right wing, trying to feed it into Morrell. Colin Cook's guarding him. Instead, Austin Burton takes the long two from the right corner. This one's no good. Rebound, Harbor Beach. Ginther kicks it over to Jonathan Kraft, left corner for three. This one's off the front of the iron. He gets his own rebound. It's still loose, and now up to Eli Kraft, top of the key. Aaron Ginther resets the offense. Back to Kraft. Over to the left wing to Jonathan Kraft. Down to the right post on the give and go is Ginther, and this one's good. Slip behind the defense, and Aaron Ginther has the first 2 points for the Pirates, and the first 2 points tonight. It's HB2, utterly nothing. Kavoski, left wing, being guarded by Ginther. Dribbles to the top. Over to Sweeney, right wing. Trying to feed in to Morrell. He dribbles into the paint instead. Burton now top of the key, being guarded by Jonathan Kraft. Picks up his dribble over to Kamoski. Kamoski being moved up from JV a few games ago, making a presence.
Right now, Ubley is employing a flex offense, which is trying to go ahead and set up the shooters on the elbows, top elbow of the key.
Now Gabe Messing with it, dribbles right down to the baseline, wide open all the way in. He's in for the two. Gabe Messing gets the first 2 points for Ubley, and we're tied at two apiece. 5:55 left in the first. Aaron Ginther, left wing, now top of the key to Kraft, to Cook. Now over to Jonathan Kraft to the left wing. Slowing things down, starting to dribble. Eli Kraft, right wing, down to the right corner. Passing the ball, three passes over to Jonathan Kraft. This one's short for three. Rebound, Nick Sweeney. Here come the Bearcats.
Clark, both teams are being very deliberate on offense. They're making a lot of the extra pass, and they are taking their time. Maybe roughly taking about 25 seconds off each possession.
The Bearcats do not look like a 1-6. Team here tonight. Reach likes to push it. Ubley slowing it down. Sweeney, top of the key, being guarded by Andrew Seaman now. Goes into the paint, loses his footing, and we have a jump ball, a held ball, and it's possession arrow Ubley. Sweeney was dribbling into the paint, lost his footing, and King basically landed with the ball in between his lap, so it was not a travel, and it was held from there. Ubley ball underneath thrown basket, passes into Morrell, the big man into the left corner. Now to Messing. Dribbles into the left elbow, takes the jump shot, banks it home. Extended hours for Gabe Messing at the bank, and now Ubley with the lead, 4-2. Kraft feeds this into Aaron Ginther on the left post. He goes up for the left right hand from the left side. This one's no good, and here come the Bearcats. Sweeney, left to right across your radio, comes across the timeline, into the free throw line, dribbling over to the left wing, trying to get into that pace. Now to Burton. Picks up his dribble on the right wing. Back to Sweeney. Morrell's wide open in the right post. They don't get it into him. Kicks it down to Gabe Messing on the left extended post. Dribbles right through the entire paint. And now into Morrell and Seaman for high reach steals. But Austin Burton steals that pass and Ubley retains possession. Feeds it into Morrell and Seaman grabs this steal as well. And now we have another loose ball on the pass. Was intended for Ginther. And Kaboski was there for the contact. And Kurt Kamoski gets charged with his first foul and Ubley's first team foul of the night with 4:20 to play in the first quarter. It's Ubley 4, Harbor Beach 2. Colin Cook for three from the right wing. This hits nothing but air. And here comes Ubley with a two-point lead. Sweeney dribbling to his right. Now into the middle of the paint. Jump shot from the free throw line. Nearly banks that one in. And rebound Harbor Beach. Ginther kicks it down to Jonathan Kraft on the left post for the easy layup, and is it good? Jonathan Kraft with his first two of the night, and we're tied at four. 3:45 left in the first. Sweeney from the right elbow for the jump shot. This one's a little flat. Rebound Morrell for Ubley. Goes up for the shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound Colin Cook for HB. Eli Kraft dribbles down to the left baseline. Feeds it into Seaman in the paint. Does a little spin move. This one's blocked partially by Morrell. Back out Jonathan Kraft. Eli Kraft from the left wing. Back into Seaman, being double-teamed by Gabe Messing in. Morrell and Messing steals it away. Here come the Bearcats. 3:20 left in the first, 4-4 in Ubley.
I think Seaman is going to – he likes his outside shot. And right now he's playing on the inside. And Big Morrell, he's going to be an intimidating force anyways on the block.
Kowalski passes into Morrell down to the left block, puts up the shot. This one's no good. Two black jerseys there, and Seaman brings it in. Down the court to Jonathan Kraft, who has to save it. And back to Mess Seaman, top of the key, kicks it over to Eli Kraft, right wing, dribbles in twice, takes the jump shot, and it's good. Eli Kraft with his first points of the night. Three have scored for the Pirates. Aaron Ginther, Eli Kraft, and Jonathan Kraft, all with two apiece. HB 6, Ubley 4, and we have a timeout called by Ken Pickla of the Bearcats, a 30-second timeout, so we'll stick with you. John, what have you seen so far in this game? That's quite a close game.
What I see right now is that Harbor Beach wants to push the ball up the floor, before Ubley can get it. He's doing a really excellent job of getting back on defense. Ubley's being a little bit more deliberate, but we're also seeing the senior guard, Mr. Sweeney. He was being a very aggressive as far as dribble penetration against the zone defense that Harbor Beach is employing. And right now, it's working to be a pretty nice little chess match.
2:37 left in the first quarter. Ubley calls a 30-second timeout to regroup. Currently, Harbor Beach has a two-point lead. That's the largest lead for anyone tonight. Ubley was up 4-2. And Harbor Beach now leads 6-4. They also led 2-0.
This is definitely an Ubley pace of game, though.
All starters still out there for both teams except Andrew Seaman sits down for the Pirates, and Josh Schelke checks in. Otherwise, all starters for Ubley. We have Burton, Sweeney, Morrell, Messing, and Kowalski. Ubley with the ball on the right side of your radio. Over to Sweeney, right wing. Feeds it in Messing at the right post. Goes up for the shot. And this one's good. And Messing now has 6 points on the night. 6-6. All the points for Messing for the Ubley Bearcats. Over to the left wing to Eli Kraft, to Jonathan Kraft, the brother. Kicks it into the paint to Aaron Ginther. Takes a shot. And we have a whistle. And looks like we have a traditional three-point play coming up as the shot is good. Aaron Ginther is going to line for one foul shot.
Why Sweeney is so quiet right now is that he's being guarded by Eli Kraft. And so far, you know, for the Ubley Bearcats, Gabe Messing is doing all the damage in the meantime with 6 points.
It's 8-6 currently. The Pirates lead by two after Aaron Ginther hits the shot and is fouled. And the free throw is also good. And now extends the lead to 9-6, the largest of the night. Ubley controlling the tempo of this game so far. That foul was on Austin Burton of Bearcats. Messing, top of the key, down over the left elbow, kicks it up to number 24. David Rakowski, who came in for Burton. He's dribbling all the way down to the baseline on the left side, puts up the shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Callum Cook. Also, Tyler Brandle is in there for Ubley. As Eli Kraft's entry pass into the lane goes right out of bounds and a turnover for the Pirates. Here come the Bearcats.
You know, being down by three is not that big of a deal for Ubley because they've got a whole slew of three-point shooters that are in there.
Minute 30 left in the first quarter. It's 9-6. Harbor Beach with a slim three-point lead. Top of the key to Rakowski, now to Sweeney. Resets the offense, being guarded by Kraft. Top of the key over to the left wing, almost doing a weave over to Messing. Drives right into the lane, kicks it out to Rakowski. He now tries to go into the lane and is turned down. As Sweeney takes the 22-footer, this one's just off the mark to the left and rebound Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft pushing the pace all the way down. Josh Schelke goes up for the shot. He has gone too far, kicks it back. Eli Kraft trying to lose ball for about 3 seconds, and now Aaron Ginther has it, goes down to the lane, and we have a whistle. Aaron Ginther draws the second foul on Ubley of the night. He's going to line for two more free throws. It's going to be the third team foul on Ubley. And the foul goes on number 24, David Rutkowski. Ginther at the line, shooting two. First one's up and good. Ginther now 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Sends the lead to 10-6. Ginther has 6 of the Harbor Beach's 10 points. And there's a jinx for you. Misses the second free throw. 55 seconds left in the first. It's Harbor Beach 10, Ubley 6. Rakowski brings it up. Being guarded by Cook. Dribbles over to Sweeney. Awaiting the defense. Here they come. Top of the key. Doing the weave. Messing now. 40 seconds left in the first. Trying to go for the last shot. Trying to make it a one possession game. They currently trail by 4 points. to Harbor Beach. Gorkowski, right wing,